This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Jason, our producer today. So, you know, the election is still going on. The election never finished. We still have one House seat. Even though Representative Boebert, I believe, Boebert's, this is the Colorado District 3. We have one more House seat left. And even though I think about a month ago, Adam Frisch had conceded, And they ended up saying, no, we're going to have a recount. Even though Boebert is still leading by about 555 votes, we still don't have a final on the election that happened November 8th. And here we are almost a month later. But Republicans have 221 seats in the House, Democrats 213, still waiting for this one undecided. If it does go to Boebert, then Republicans will have 222, a very, very narrow majority, but enough to, you know, provide that checks and balances that many of GOP members want to do in terms of the spending. In terms of the Senate, Democrats have control of the Senate, as we spoke about. Even if Herschel Walker wins today in Georgia, although I don't think we're going to have results today, it would be a 50-50 split of Republicans, Democrats, and Kamala Harris, the vice president, gets to break all ties. So this is something that will, you know, it's established that the Democrats have control of the Senate. So Georgia voters had to once again go to a runoff, just like they did last election, to look at how the Senate will look. Some people say, you know what, it's not a big deal. At this point, it doesn't matter. It actually does, because you don't have all 50 Democratic senators always voting Democrat. You got Kyrsten Sinema. You got Joe Manchin. So it can actually, cause Chuck Schumer to have some sleepless nights. There is a prediction that Raphael Warnock will win, as he has been leading Republican challenger Herschel Walker. The special election that's happening today in Georgia is going to determine whether the chamber will remain evenly split or will give that extra one seat to the Democrats. If that does happen, it frees them from needing Vice President Kamala Harris to cast tie-breaking votes. So what's going on right now? Well, Senator Raphael Warnock, as of yesterday, was up one percentage point over Herschel Walker. Not enough to avoid a runoff. This was last month. What happened was the Libertarian that was on the ballot took at least 2% of the vote. And even though Warnock was ahead by 1%, it wasn't enough because he didn't have a full 50% of the votes. And this happens a lot, where the Libertarian or the Independent or somebody is on the ticket, and then it just kind of skews it takes away from one party or the other. Most of the time it takes away from the Republican side. So that's why many people think that Raphael Warnock is going to have a possible win. But according to Georgia's recount law, losing candidates have the right to a recount from the Secretary of State if they are within half a percentage point of the winner after results are certified. There is also a procedure if an election administrator or candidate believes that there has been an error in the count. If a candidate requests a recount due to an error, it will happen at the discretion of the Secretary of State. Now, I know a lot of people are worried about cheating, and so the Justice Department is on top of it, they said. I know a lot of mixed feelings on our Justice Department, but they said they are monitoring polls in four Georgia counties as voters cast their ballots, the last remaining contest in the 2022 midterms, which just seems like a bad dream that keeps going on. They say the Justice regularly dispatches monitors as a guard against voting rights violations. And on Tuesday, monitors from the Civil Rights Division and the U.S. Attorney's Offices will be deployed to Cobb, Fulton, Gwinnett, and Mason Bibb counties. Of course, if there are any violations, you can call 1-800-253-3931, 1-800-253-3931. So Georgia Republican Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan, who was elected in 2018, he said he would not be voting for Herschel Walker. He said, according to USA Today, I think Herschel Walker will probably go down as one of the worst Republican candidates in his history. He says, I think I've got kids that probably could articulate the conservative platform better than some of the candidates, he says, that Donald Trump and his group supported all across the country. So I'm not, it's just not a good, you know, position for the Republicans to be in right now. You know, if Herschel Walker could pull it through, all the power to him. You know, he is an NFL star. He's not afraid of an uphill battle. It's been very, very, I think, frustrating for both Republicans and Democrats to see how the country is so tight. For us to still have such a tight neck-and-neck Senate. I mean, if Herschel Walker wins, it's 50-50. You know, how is there such an exact divide? You know, it's something. Same thing with electoral counts, you know, that we saw with the previous election and the election before. You know, these are not landslides. The Ronald Reagan, Walter Mondale election, you're not seeing those types of elections anymore. It's not like there's a absolute front runner, that it is a slam dunk. Although maybe we saw a little bit of that with the Obama Mitt Romney one. People just kind of wonder how two Americans who might live in the same city may have the same goals: feed the family, national security. How are we so different? So, Georgia, the runoffs are held 4 weeks after general election. Top two candidates did not earn more than 50% of the vote. So hopefully we will find out. I hope this election will be done before the new year, because I'm kind of sick of it already. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage. vantage point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, we thank Jason, our producer today, and Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Please don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, I've spoken about this before, but this is really starting to become a problem, and I don't know who to tell. I don't know how to make a change with this, but this is kind of getting a little ridiculous. So we have antibiotic shortages. We have now albuterol shortages. We're being told there might be Tylenol shortages. The antibiotic shortages are affecting kids that needed to have ear infections, sore throats, whatever. Tamiflu shortages for flu. And I told you guys, one of the problems we have is our at-home COVID tests. A lot of them suck. They're wrong. Not all of them, but a lot of them are giving wrong answers in the beginning. The other problem is we have people lying when they call into telemedicine to just get some antibiotics or get some flu medication. So we are struggling to have the medications we need for the people who need them. And we also have a lack of going in and seeing a medical provider. So our hospitals are surging. You know, these kids are getting sick. We have a lot of adults sick, and we have a lot of misdiagnosis, and we have a lot of inappropriate use of our medications. So I am going to say this over and over. I'm going to say this again and again and again. If you have a negative at-home COVID test, that does not mean jack diddly squat, right? Or that means jack diddly squat. The average person that tells me that they are COVID positive tells me that their first test was negative. I felt bad last weekend. They say, I took a COVID test. It was negative. So I'm like, well, I'm fine. Then I went about my weekend, started to feel worse. So for poops and giggles, I took another COVID test. That one came up positive. Now, good for that person for being determined to kind of work at it and get a better diagnosis. Or those that said, you know what, I wasn't feeling well, so I went to my doctor, I went to an urgent care, and then they tested me and I was positive. So I keep getting asked, what is wrong with our at-home COVID tests? Well, one is some of them were made in China. Number two is they were designed for the original COVID. So we have these new variants, XBQ1.1. For some people, it's picking it up right away. But for other people, it is taking days till you turn positive. That's a problem. So what I'm seeing as a doctor, which is, I think, disastrous, is people are calling in for antibiotics or for flu medication, and they're like, my at-home COVID test was negative, so just give me medication for something else. One is, they might not even have tested. They're just saying that so they could get other medication over the phone. We have no way to verify. Telemedicine is fantastic in terms of you being able to talk to me, you know, at night, in your pajamas, on a holiday, and inexpensively. It's a fantastic service. But what is so deadly is people are just telling a doctor something, and they have to go with either the honor system or an inaccurate home test. How many of times have you guys taken a pregnancy test that was at first negative, and then finally, you know, it shows a positive a week or two later? You were pregnant the whole time. These little tests have limitations, especially the at-home ones. My pregnancy test was negative, but I left it on the counter. Next day, I go to the bathroom, and I'm like, whoa. I'm like, no. I mean, I was very happy about it, but I was like, it was negative. Friends came over for a party. Did I tell you guys a story? So it was my birthday, and my friend's fiancé had just been stationed in Germany. So he brought me this special lager from Germany. And he knew I would love it. And I was like, look, before my birthday, just want to make sure I'm not pregnant, because we were trying. Pregnancy test was negative. So, and it was the very first time we tried that month. So I was like, you know what? We'll just, yeah. So I go and I taste the lager and I'm like, I don't want any more. It was just a taste. And they're like, what's wrong with you? I don't know. I just don't feel it. I don't feel it. Well, then the next morning when I went to the bathroom, I saw that pregnancy test that I left there positive. So these tests may read negative and they're positive, or they may be faulty. And so if I am hearing from patients that the first COVID test was negative, for the love of God, do not take a COVID test. Say it's negative. I'm done. Let's move on. It's definitely not COVID. And I get that all the time. Parents are like, it's definitely not COVID. So my kid has strep. Give them antibiotics. I go, let me see their throat. Let me see their tongue. Let me take a look. And oftentimes, they could have RSV. They could have flu. The reason why kids are ending up in the hospital is these illnesses are hitting them hard. If you're not addressing it early on, then sadly, these kids could get just worsen and worsen. I had parents call me this weekend where their kid has been sick for 2 weeks and getting worse. So I'm like, what did the doctor say last week? Oh, I haven't taken them in. I'm calling you. And I'm like, what are their lungs looking like? I think their lungs are noisy. Well, by now, that kid might be hypoxic. That kid might have pneumonia. Take that kid to the ER and have them take a look. So we're really starting to kind of misuse the system. And I'm very frustrated with how we're just missing stuff. And so when I hear that our hospitals are overwhelmed with sick kids, I know why. Because the parents aren't bringing them in. They're calling, you know, somebody randomly over the phone. They're asking specifically for something. The doctor's like, here you go, all yours. And we're missing some pretty important things. There are tests that have RSV, COVID, and flu, where they aren't very easy to get. And some doctor's offices have them where we could swab, and then we could see what the person has. But if these COVID tests are obsolete or antiquated, we're going to miss a lot of COVID. I had parents call in saying, my kid was tested in the doctor's office, rapid negative, so it's definitely not COVID. And the cough is worse. And I'm like, bring them back, and they're positive. I mean, do we have to go to all PCR testing? Some of you might say, well, who cares? Just assume you have COVID until proven otherwise. Though that's fine. You could. The problem is if it gets worse, if you need to get on that COVID medication early, especially for kids over 12 years old, or if you're calling up saying, it's not COVID, so it's flu, give me flu medication. A lot of doctors are freaked out. They're like, flu is putting kids in the hospital, so here, just take the flu medication. Now we have a shortage. This is a mess. Peak flu season is December, January. They're now saying our peak flu season this year might extend into February. We need Tamiflu. We need Zofluza. And if we're wasting it on people who have mild fevers, who trusted a bad over-the-counter COVID test to say they don't have COVID, we're really screwing up. So I think we have to go back to old school. Pretend telemedicine didn't exist. You could use telemedicine, but pretend it didn't exist. If your kid had a fever, if you have a fever, if you were feeling worse and you didn't think you were getting better, what would you do? You would go to a medical provider and get seen. And I understand these medical providers are busy. I get it. I understand that the waits are longer. We have a much larger population, and we've never built our infrastructure to follow. But a lot of you have completely abandoned the idea of getting seen. You know, now some of you say, look, there's like a two-hour wait. Now, I get it. A two-hour wait sucks. But work with the urgent care. A lot of them have systems where you could get texted or beeped. And so you could sit in your car. You could watch a movie. You don't have to necessarily sit in a clinic with other sick people. You could go and grab something to eat, have dinner in the car, as long as the weather isn't too cold, and then when they beep, you get seen. I mean, there's some flexibility, but when somebody goes, you know what, no, I mean, it looks like, you know, there's like 5-6 people in front of me, I don't want to wait, yeah, that's better than getting the wrong diagnosis. But you know, we're having a lot of hospitalizations now. A lot of these hospitals have to recruit extra beds. They need to now get extra beds. We're being told that at cribs for these kids, we're going to slowly start to see overflow and tent space. We need to do things right. The second your kid has any sort of respiratory difficulty, take them in and get them seen in person. All right? If your kid has a mild fever, don't be loading them up with a bunch of Tylenol. See if that mild fever can help you fight the fight. If it's a high fever, get that patient in and let a doctor see them. And also, another issue we have is many parents are taking care of their kids in two separate houses, and the mom and the dad aren't communicating because they're separated. Get on the same page, people, because it doesn't help us doctors when somebody gets their sick kid back and they don't know what the hell happened the night before. 1-877-DR-DALY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The National Defense Authorization Act for 2023, which sets the military budget, has yet to pass Congress. Speaking on the Senate floor Tuesday, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says Democrats' uncertainty has caused the delay.
The Democrats' failure to plan ahead for unrelated liberal pet priorities should not be creating uncertainty and confusion for the brave service members who keep us safe.
Chairman of the Democratic-led January 6th committee, Benny Thompson, says criminal referrals will be made to the Justice Department in connection with last year's attack on the U.S. Capitol. Congressman Thompson not going into any specifics on who may be referred for charges, but he added there's a discussion being had about those who allegedly lied during the investigation. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Again, big thanks to Jason, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Eric writes, Doc, you always make us feel better. Thank you. He writes, how do I get over this funk I'm in over the election? Our country is going downhill, and half the country is okay with it. I can't watch the news or think about it anymore. It's so sad. So I told you guys about this. Please don't ever let any election throw you into a funk. It's okay. It's natural to, you know, and I get, you know, it's we keep being reminded of it because it's still not over, and, you know, we have the runoffs. But this is what I tell everybody to do. With their candidates won or didn't win or their, you know, they were on, let's say, the losing side of an election. First of all, both sides won on this election and both sides lost. So to me, I always look at the glasses half full. So if you're a Democrat, You got to keep the Senate. It wasn't as much of a landslide with the House. You still have Biden in power, if that's what you want. So the Democrats, pretty relieved, because they could have lost the Senate. If you're a Republican, you got control of the House. That's huge. That's will definitely limit a lot of the, spending and, allow for there to be investigations and other things that the GOP wants to do. So, you got to look at the good. The other thing that I would recommend is whether you're Republican or Democrat, you benefit from any election. There was always something you benefit from. Right? And I'm only saying this to get you out of the funk. I get that some of you are like, okay, I am nervous. I am nervous about what's happening with our border and national security and, where things are going in terms of education. And I get it. It is frustrating. I don't blame you for having that anxiety. Right? Some of you are really nervous that Trump will come into power. So I get that there's, a lot of, hesitancy on where the country's going. But, we're still all here. I mean, we had Thanksgiving. We still have the ability. Didn't North Korea just shoot two of their citizens for watching South Korean movies? We still live in the greatest country in the world. We still have a lot of our freedoms. We might be losing some of our freedoms. And I get how that is very, very anxiety producing. But, I mean, we're still here. I keep thinking about the Crimson Tide movie where, I forget the actor, after they just barely missed a torpedo, said, we're still living, guys. So look at, how do you benefit? So, do you benefit from moving to a state that's giving out a lot of handouts? If you're having financial issues and you are worried that it's, then there are other states that are just handing out money and helping individuals with lower income. Maybe then take advantage of that. Make it work for you. If you're a business owner, and as a business owner, you feel really, really screwed over, then maybe don't be a business owner. Maybe go and work for somebody so you get the, benefits and the, the paternity leave and the maternity leave and the extra sick leave and pay leave. A lot of people who are upset with some of these elections are the ones that, they're very, very hardworking. They see that, their college is getting written off. And I get that. I get it's very, very frustrating to see that you busted your ass, you paid off your student loans, or you avoided college 100% so you didn't have to borrow. Well, then maybe change it up. Now, I know that's really, it's a hard decision to make. Should you start borrowing now? We'll take a look at the writing on the wall. If it looks like the way the world is going is that they're eventually going to write off college or write off student debt, then maybe borrow and go to school if you never went. I mean, if now society is not putting any weight on you signing a contract and borrowing from the government, then maybe if this is something you always wanted to do, then do. So, what you have to do is you have to look and you have to see, where is this going? Because the way the country goes, and I get it. I get it. A lot of people want to put up a fight and stop, where things are going. But there, you do have choices. If you don't want to be in the regular school district, then you can homeschool. You can charter school. You can look at other schools in the area. Remember, half the country is split. Half the country does not want what's going on. Half the country does. So you will find a home somewhere. You will find somebody who's like-minded with you and live near them. You might have grown up in a time that was a lot simpler. And it was, things are changing. You know, we might all go electric cars. One of you was very, very frustrated that we're going to be all electric. You think that is going to be a complete mistake. First, I don't think we're going to be all electric. I don't think it's going to work. I think it's going to be taxing the electric grid so much. Our electric grid is going to get hacked. It's going to be taxed. It's going to there's going to be so much of a cluster that somebody's going to come into office saying, okay, you know what, if you guys have a hybrid or, you know, if you have one car gas, one car electric, you know, you're not going to get vilified. You know, it's okay to have one of each. But I think a lot of people are going to, you know, when you swing the pendulum, the one thing we always learn is that, you know, sometimes it could be a cluster and a half. I mean, look at what happened with the COVID spending. We handed out money, they had to stop. You know, I mean, Biden had a Democratic-controlled House, Democratic-controlled Senate. He didn't do the unemployment check handout. It had to stop. Even some states had to start putting up the wall because of the border crisis. You know, I mean, you know, sometimes Democrats have to listen to Republicans and Republicans have to listen to Democrats. So you just have to capitalize on those wins. And you have to find how to make this work for you. There's a lot of Republicans out there that are like, great, I got $10,000 taken off my student loans. Now, still, it's, you know, stuck in the courts, but some of you may benefit. Some of you guys may, you know, there may be Democrats out there going, you know, I'm kind of glad that maybe now I don't have to pay as much tax dollars to abortions. Who knows? I mean, there might be some advantages based on what's been going on. It's not all bad. It's bad, you know, there's a lot of things that are bad, but it's not all bad. You should still be able to live your life, still be able to love, still be able to have sex, still be able to find a mate, still be able to, you know, enjoy a movie, you know, still be able to drive somewhere, take a trip, and do that. And that's the other thing, too. You know, don't let politics consume you. Take a trip. Take a vacation. If COVID screwed you over and you're a grandparent and you missed out on seeing your kids, get to those grandkids. Get to those kids. But the best way to fight a loss is to live and enjoy life anyway. I told you guys, whenever you get dumped, you don't want to post on Facebook that you're crying, woe is me. What you want to do is you want to show that you're out there having fun. Don't let an election and politics and the media win. Screw it all. You have an amazing life to live. Don't lose one more day. Don't lose one more heart fiber or put one more mile on your body that is already having a lot of mileage, you know, to cry over spilled milk. Just go and enjoy your life. 1-877-DOCTOR.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800. And mention this ad, you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got some good news. I think the military does not have to be mandated or subjected to being kicked out if they don't get a COVID-19 vaccine. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. They say the National Defense Authorization Act will provide a provision putting an end to the COVID-19 vaccine mandate for all service members. Hallelujah. It will not reinstate, though, those who were discharged or lost their benefits for refusing the vaccine in the last few years. It would, however, look into compensating those who face consequences for not getting the vaccine. So I'm a little confused, but this is just some breaking news, so we're kind of sifting through it as we get it. But they say
that congressional Democrats are prepared to include language in the annual defense funding bill that would repeal the COVID vaccine mandate for all troops. This is according to Fox News and Daily Mail. The bill is expected to be released Wednesday and could be voted on in the House later this week. The move is a big win for Republicans who have since day one opposed compulsory vaccinations. It's a defeat for Joe Biden, who imposed the requirements shortly after the vaccines were developed. If you remember, the vaccine mandates he was a huge fan of. House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy said earlier this month that he won bipartisan agreement to lift the mandates during a White House meeting with Biden, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell. Thank God. And I say this because we have, you know, a lot of crises that we're facing. And we have a huge recruitment problem when it comes to our military right now. And you are discharging thousands of people because they don't want to get a flipping vaccine? When you still can get COVID, whether you're vaccinated or not? It was dumb. The White House did confirm that Biden has agreed to consider the idea. Leader McCarthy raised this with the president, and the president told him we would consider it, according to White House spokesperson Olivia Dalton. That's according to Reuters. The Secretary of Defense has recommended retaining the mandate, and the president supports his position. Discussions about the NDAA are ongoing. But I'm hearing that Congress is going to not include that in the funding bill, which is huge. In August of 2021, halfway to Biden's first year, the mandate was imposed. It required all U.S. service members to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19, which meant a Johnson & Johnson shot or two Pfizers, two Modernas. Biden's White House also imposed a federal vaccine requirement, meaning anyone working for the federal government was required to show proof of immunization against COVID to remain in the role. Also, I think if hospitals were getting any federal funds, they had to show that all their workers were vaccinated. They did then, there was a little bit of some loosey-goosey rules where they said you could show an exemption. And I heard that hospitals and people working in these hospitals were scrambling to get their exemption in. And it just wasn't popular. Thousands of troops were involuntarily separated from the military for refusing to get vaccinated. Tens of thousands of others lost pay or benefits. The must-pass NDAA currently sits at $817 billion to fund and set policy guidelines for the Pentagon next year. It is expected to pass the House and the Senate. So lawmakers on the Armed Services Committees in both chambers of Congress are looking to include language that allows the Defense Department to assess the status of service members who were impacted by the vaccine mandate. A provision in the legislation would require the Pentagon to look into ways to compensate service members who were punished for refusing to get the vaccine. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. That was probably one of the stupidest things. And listen, you know, I try to be have an open mind about, you know, any administration and where the pros and cons were. And I think one of the biggest, well, there were a lot of mistakes with this one. I mean, Afghanistan and the border. But one of the slam dunk clusters in a seventh was the vaccine mandate and kicking out our military. You have somebody that wants to give their life for this country and you're kicking them out because they don't want to take a vaccine, when you could get COVID anyway, even if you're vaccinated. It was so dumb. But they had to make it look like the military was on board. If they had military members that weren't on board, it would make them look bad. And, you know, the military is an arm of the government, and so they had to impose these rules. Well, now there's a lot of, lack of enthusiasm. You know, the other issue we have, too, is one way to get people to join the military and enlist is the promise of college and a college education. Well, once the government said, we're going to do free college or we're going to write off your student loan debt, well, then why does somebody have to take a bullet or lose a leg to an IED? They could get their college now by one of the more liberal policies. White House National Security Council communications head John Kirby said Defense Secretary Austin's been clear that he opposes the repeal of the vaccine mandate and that the president actually concurs with the secretary that we need to continue to believe that all Americans, including those in the armed forces, should be vaccinated and boosted for COVID-19. You know, guys, here's the thing. I know, and you know, we need to give them their... They don't want to backpedal, and they got themselves into a corner. If they do this, it can open up a huge swath of liability. And all those individuals that got kicked out of their jobs, lost their jobs, went through hell over a stupid vaccine mandate could sue. Because what do we know now? We know if you do have the vaccine, you could still spread the virus. So you didn't have to, you know, kick out people, especially black people in Alabama and Mississippi from their job or from a restaurant, to let those who were wealthier, you know, were more comfortable with the vaccine into the restaurant, into the job. I mean, my patients in those states are telling me, you know, my white friends got to go back to work. But I'm a little nervous about how our population is represented in these studies. I don't get to go into the restaurant. I don't get a job. This isn't 1962, people. It was so stupid, and the discrimination, because again, how the media wanted to play it was that if you didn't want the vaccine, you were a Trumper. And the average person was like, okay, that's insulting. You're saying that, you know, I want to be very careful with what goes into my body, and it's because I worship one candidate. It was insulting. It was dumb. It was just so dumb. And so now we know you could still get COVID if you're vaccinated. You could still be hospitalized. In fact, I think one of the latest statistics is more people are dying of COVID now who are vaccinated than unvaccinated. Now, that could just be because a large percentage of the population is vaccinated. So, you know, the numbers obviously lean towards that. But so why are you forcing the vaccine? What does the old COVID-19 vaccine do? Now we have the bivalent vaccine. I took it. It really messed me up for a month, but I'm happy I got it. I'd like to see what happens and see if I get COVID. But it's really hard to convince people to get that vaccine when they... Yeah, I mean, you want your military members to be having chest pain, arm swelling, chest swelling, fever? Let them do their job. You know, when they look at individuals who are not, you know, joining the military now and having that hesitancy, the, you know, one of the reasons is a lot of the woke principles and the, you know, the pictures of officers having to walk around in heels and, you know, a lot of the training they have to do. They're not going to the they're going to the military to protect us against Russia or China or any of our forces that are going to come at us. And they're not making the military pretty attractive, especially with these vaccine mandates. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today is the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.